540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. An alderwoman in Milwaukee is calling for action after what she describes as a hostile confrontation inside City Hall. Alder Jocasta Zamarripa says fellow alderman Mark Chambers Jr. came into her office last Wednesday, verbally berated her with profane remarks, and made her feel trapped and unable to leave safely. She says she's filed a formal complaint and requested a full ethics investigation. Chambers later posted that while both raised their voices, it's a mischaracterization to suggest anyone was in danger. Council leadership has since issued new committee assignments that no longer list the two serving on any committees. Milwaukee police and federal agents worked together recently. They helped put a California drug supplier behind bars for 19 years. The U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin says in a statement, the joint operation targeted 33-year-old Jonathan Kolula, who sent kilograms of fentanyl, cocaine, and meth to hubs in Milwaukee, Chicago, and beyond. Raids uncovered large amounts of drugs, 19 guns, and over $450,000 in cash. Officials say the teamwork shows commitment to safer communities. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Hupie's in. No word from Abraham yet. Milwaukee lawyer Michael Hupie has stepped up with a $100,000 reward to crack the kidnapping case of Nancy Guthrie. Authorities believe Guthrie was taken from her Tucson home 3 weeks ago, but FBI and local efforts haven't led to any arrests. Hupie says in making the donation, he's frustrated by the lack of movement. A lawsuit for Stenny's. JS Online reports the popular Milwaukee bar and restaurant faces a federal lawsuit from an employee over its tipping practices. Nathan Whitman, who worked front of house, claims the restaurant ran an illegal tip pool that shared tips with kitchen staff and wrongly took a tip credit against minimum wage. The suit says at least 40 workers were impacted at the Walker's Point location. Stenny's owners haven't commented yet. The Milwaukee Brewers are kicking off more than just another season on the field. They're also kicking off another effort at spotlighting the good in the community. The team is entering nomination season for 3 community awards recognizing teachers, first responders, and superfans. The Grand Slam Teacher Program, Hometown Champions, and Junior Superfan Spotlight will each pick a monthly standout from Wisconsin. Winners will throw a first pitch, get tickets, and will be featured on social media. You can go to Brewers.com to make a nomination. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. It's the end of an Evers era. Governor Tony Evers delivered his 8th and final State of the State address Tuesday night. In it, he called out lawmakers itching to hit the campaign trail, saying there's still work to be done in Madison.
Folks, I know many of you are up for the election, but here's the deal. After years of delivering historic bipartisan wins for our state, Wisconsinites have high expectations for the work we can do together over the next 10 months, and they should. Just look at what we've accomplished over the last 7 years.
During his administration, Evers signed more than 800 bills, with more than 97% passing with bipartisan support. He touted bills to improve the justice system, expanded tax credits lowering the cost of child care, and Medicaid coverage for telehealth services.
We've also managed to do all of this important work while still saving where we could and paying down our state's debt. We've saved taxpayers over $600 million by paying off about $3 billion of our state's debt.
He continued.
After 30 consecutive years of our state's checking account running a deficit, we've ended every full fiscal year. I've been governor with a positive balance.
Evers says bipartisan efforts to cut taxes will result in more than $2 billion in tax relief annually.
Wisconsin is as purple as ever. But we've shown we can put politics aside and work together to get good things done. Compared to all the chaos, dysfunction, and recklessness in Washington, D.C., here in Wisconsin, we've worked to lead by example. And a big part of that is the fact that today lawmakers are elected under fair maps I signed into law.
Evers announced he's calling a special session of the legislature this spring to take up a constitutional amendment to ban partisan gerrymandering in Wisconsin. A new bill addressing school opioid overdose prevention is being introduced in Madison. Civic Media's James Kelly reports.
State Senator Jeff Smith and State Representative Jody Emerson have introduced new legislation to provide funding for schools to reimburse the purchase of Narcan. The goal of the proposed bill is to ensure every school in Wisconsin has access to Narcan, which can reverse the effects of an opioid overdose in an emergency. State Senator Smith explained what the legislation would do if passed into law and how they can keep the cost of purchasing the Narcan down.
Mandate that every school has a kit in it and helps them get that kit and pay for that kit. We put $100,000 into the bill because talking to groups who already actually donate the Narcan to schools or to anyone who asked for it, this is not going to be a big cost to them down the road.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Wisconsin's U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin joins fellow Democrats in introducing the Healthy Families Act, ensuring paid sick leave for American workers. Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz breaks it down for us.
The bill would ensure that every American worker has up to 7 paid sick days each year to be used to recover from their own illnesses or care for a child or family member. The U.S. remains the only major country in the world that does not provide paid time off for short-term illnesses. Currently, nearly 27 million workers lack any paid sick time entirely. Without guaranteed paid sick leave, workers are forced to make choices between getting a paycheck and keeping their jobs on the one hand and caring for their own and their family's health on the other. However, workers with access to paid sick leave are 28% less likely to suffer non-fatal occupational injuries, and employers who provide paid sick leave see 25% less turnover in their workforce. According to a study by the Institute for Women's Policy Research, a universal paid sick day policy would reduce preventable visits to the emergency room and result in cost savings of $1.1 billion per year, including $500 million in savings for public health insurance programs like Medicare and Medicaid. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
President Donald Trump's move to end federal limits on climate pollution could cost Wisconsin billions of dollars over the next 20 years. WPR is reporting that environmental groups and Attorney General Josh Call say they will fight the rollback in court, warning that it could raise fuel costs and harm public health. The EPA says the plan will save money by giving drivers more choice, but state officials say ignoring science puts communities and jobs at risk. Meat processors in the state have an opportunity to apply for grants now through February 23rd. Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is inviting meat processors in the state to apply for the Meat Processor Infrastructure Grant Program. This program is aimed to grow the meat industry and improve the long-term viability of the state's livestock sector. Projects must increase harvest capacity or production with a goal of a 20% increase. Funding can be used for operating expenses directly related to the grant project, including engineering, equipment, installation, and more. Processors must provide a match of 100% of the grant amount, up to $50,000. I'm Melissa Kay.
Find out more at datcp.wi.gov. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
The Packers' Rich Bisaccia resigns. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. After four seasons, the Packers' special teams coordinator and assistant head coach, Rich Bisaccia, has decided to step away. Just last week, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst said he'd hoped he'd be back.
Rich brings to this our culture, this football team. He's a very impactful coach around here. You know, certainly, you know, I thought we've been better on teams the last few years than we've been in a long time. Our cover units have been better. Now, I got a lot of faith in Rich and his staff and what they do around here. Not only the X's and O's and what they bring to the field, but what they bring to this place culturally is really important.
College basketball, the Badgers lose at Ohio State, and it wasn't close. 86-69. Bruce Thornton led the Buckeyes with 27 points. Wisconsin now 18-8. Kewaskum speed skater Jordan Stolz, scheduled to compete for his third gold medal tomorrow morning in the men's 1500 meter race at the Winter Olympics in Milan. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and breezy today. We'll get to around 61 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 35 tomorrow. Partly cloudy in the morning, cloudy with scattered showers in the afternoon. 48 tomorrow with more rain, maybe a quarter inch or more tomorrow night. Some snow by late tomorrow night as well. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.